Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzieh Hashemi. Well, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has said Iranian youth were more than three decades ahead of their time when they called the former U.S. Embassy in Tehran the nest of espionage. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei was speaking to a group of school and university students on the occasion of Student Day in Iran. Now, the leader referred to the fallout from U.S. spying activities on other countries. He said the term is now being applied by Washington's closest allies to refer to U.S. diplomatic missions on their soil. Ayatollah Khamenei further spoke of the talks between Iran and the U.N. Security Council's permanent members, plus Germany. The leader defended the Iranian negotiating team against criticism inside of Iran. Ayatollah Khamenei said the Iranian negotiators are shouldering a tough responsibility and advised against criticism that undermines officials on duty. The leader, however, reiterated his skepticism of U.S. intentions, adding, "A smiling enemy cannot be trusted." Ayatollah Khamenei said American officials claim they are willing to negotiate with Iran, but at the same time, they say all options are on the table.
مذاکره‌ای که امروز انجام می‌گیرد با شش کشور که آمریکا هم جزو این شش کشور است، این مذاکره فقط در مورد مسائل هسته‌ای است ولا غیر. بنده هم اول امسال در مشهد مقدس در سخنرانی گفتم در موضوعات خاص مذاکره اشکالی ندارد، منتها گفتم من اعتمادی ندارم، خوشبین نیستم به مذاکره، لکن میخوان مذاکره کنن برن بکنن.
Well, let's switch over to Washington. We're joined by Dr. Randy Short of Banco. Thank you so much for being with us, Dr. Short. Now, the leader of the Islamic Revolution has addressed the nation and others today, talking about basically that the Iranian students of more than 30 years ago were actually quite insightful when they call the American embassy, former American embassy inside of Iran, the den of espionage, as we can see today. Your take on what the leader has said?
Well, first and foremost, I want to say that Ayatollah Khamenei is worthy of the Nobel Prize. That's what should have gone to instead of this fake chemical weapons group. He's a holy man, he's a wise man, and he was correct. But the Iranian students weren't only prescient. They were able to read one of the, I think, Kermit Roosevelt, who boasted about what he had done to destroy democracy in Iran. So the Iranian students weren't just wise. They were students of international and global history, and they acted wisely to defend the revolution in their country.
Dr. Short, now that Iran is actually involved in talks with the P5 plus one, and Ayatollah Khamenei addressed that issue also, basically saying that the talks are being allowed, but he's not very hopeful, basically, at an enemy that smiles on the one hand, but on the other hand says that all options are on the table. Should Iranians be optimistic about these talks, in your perspective?
Ayatollah Khamenei and his predecessor, Khomeini, were very wise and shrewd men, not only holy men, but men who study more than just the Quran. I'm cynical. I respect and support what has been said. Secretary of War Chuck Hagel just spoke before the ADL, and then essentially what I experienced in 2005, where Howard Dean, the former governor of Vermont, called for the nuclear bombing of Iran in 2005 in front of AIPAC. I witnessed that with my own eyes. So the Iranian people have to stand fast, follow their leadership, and don't be betrayed. Obama's not to be trusted. I'm a descendant of Native Americans. They were exterminated largely after hundreds of treaties were signed. If people understand American history and understand African Americans, which I am also one, the whole surveillance and the violation of treaties and covenants and agreements and laws is part and parcel of the Anglo-American hegemonic system of racism and imperialism. And the Iranian people have already been through this. They've lost over 1 million lives due to Anglo-American intransigence against them going back to the 1940s. The answer should be never again in Iran.
Dr. Randy Shore, thank you. A pleasure as always out of Washington from Banco.